Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach is urging Vincentians not to discard the basic safety protocols to protect against COVID-19. Dr. Kisa-Beach says although the restrictions for mass gatherings have been removed, persons should continue to wear their mask and to practice other safety protocols to ensure the safety of everyone.
So Easter is coming up, yes. We are all celebrating the resurrection of Christ. We really need to, however, be mindful that we still have COVID cases circulating. We still have persons turning up positive, which means there's still persons out there with COVID that we don't know about. And even though we have removed the restrictions in terms of the gatherings, we really urge persons to continue to observe the requirements for masks, and that those requirements have not been removed. So you're still required to wear masks in a public space or in a private space to which the public they have access to. So if you go into a government building, you are still required to be wearing a mask. Persons working in government buildings are still required to wear their mask. If you go into a store, you are still required to wear your mask. In terms of the celebrations, we urge persons to be mindful of what they're doing and where they're going. If you are going into a crowded space, into a party atmosphere, think about it. Are you vaccinated? Are you safe? Is it safe for you to go there? If you contract COVID and you pass it on to a loved one, that would not be a good Easter outcome. So we're really urging that person to remember that we're not out of the woods and that even though they can enjoy themselves, they can do that safely.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. In the region, the Ministry of Health in Jamaica says the Omicron strain of the COVID-19 virus continues to be the dominant one in Jamaica. The ministry says 100% of samples collected from January 5th to February 12th yielded a positive result for the variant. It is reminding Jamaicans that Omicron is spread more easily than the original strain of the virus. And the ministry says vaccination remains the best defense against the COVID-19 virus and its variants. More than 1.4 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered in Jamaica to date. In China, some 25 million people in Shanghai are in the second week of a strict lockdown after a surge in Omicron cases. It's the first time that Shanghai has imposed such strict restrictions. Until last month, it had taken a more relaxed approach than other Chinese cities. Residents in the city are confined to their homes, and most have to order in food and water and wait for government drop-offs of vegetables, meat, and eggs. Videos shared on social media show complaints by angry residents about food shortages and inadequate medical supplies. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.